This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Orzazi welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017, day 15. Already, subhanAllah, half of Ramadan has gone. And also now is the other half. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and to accept from you your ibadat and your ta'at. Again, you know, this is again the month of the duha, al-shahr al-duha. And I don't know if you've been, you know, again, making dua, especially before, you know, breaking your fast. And especially making dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you witness Laylatul Qadr. You don't wait until Laylatul Qadr, or we don't know until you wait until the last 10 nights of Ramadan to start making dua for Allah azza wa jal to help you witness the night of the power, Laylatul Qadr. You know, make dua every day in Ramadan, every day, asking Allah an yubalighak Laylatul Qadr, asking Allah to help you witness, to stand the night of the power, Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. From now on, keep making that dua, inshaAllah ta'ala. From now on, keep, you know, doing Qiyam al-Layl, you know, training yourself. So, you know, especially, again, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, which are coming very soon, you know, to train yourself, getting ready as a preparation, spiritual preparation for the night of the power. You don't want to wait. Some people, they wait until the night of the 27th, thinking it's Laylatul Qadr, you know. La. Try and use this name of Allah, Al-Mujib. How can I live with the name of Allah? How can I implement this beautiful name of Allah, Al-Mujib, in my life? You know, again, a weekly calendar. You know, a weekly calendar starting from Monday. And then maybe Monday I will do Dua al-Istikhara. You know, Salat al-Istikhara and Dua al-Istikhara. You know, you have Dua al-Istikhara and Dua al-Isti'ana. You know, istikhara, asking Allah Azza wa Jalla for anything before you do something, before you make a decision. You know, make that dua, that salah and that dua, asking Allah Azza wa Jalla as if you're consulting with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Maybe Tuesday, I will look into, you know, I will do some analysis in things that may be the cause of preventing my dua from being accepted. You know, making sure I don't deal with anything that is haram or whatnot. You know, so try, inshaAllah ta'ala, please, fetish, you know, look into your, you know, the things that you consume, you know, things, your dealings, your actions, you know, making sure that you're not dealing with anything haram that may prevent your dua from being accepted. Wednesday, Qum al-Layl, you know, do the maybe Qiyam al-Layl, and then ask Allah Azza wa Jal, again make that dua of Allah Azza wa Jal, and asking Him with His beautiful name, the name of Allah Al-Mujib. Maybe Thursday, I will give sadaqah Thursday with the niyyah for Allah Azza wa Jal to accept my dua. Friday, I will make lots of salah upon Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, and again, making that dua using the name of Allah Al-Mujib, and with the intention, Ya Rabbi, you know, Ya Rabbi, you know, make me witness Laylatul Qadr. Ya Rabbi, accept my fasting. Ya Rabbi, you know, help cure my, you know, the diseases of my loved ones, or whatever dua that you have, make it with that intention, inshallah. But then start with the Salat upon Prophet and finish with the Salat upon Prophet Muhammad. Maybe Saturday, help someone with the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua. You know, things that you could do Saturdays, whatever, inshallah ta'ala, make your own plan, make your own calendar, and live with this beautiful name, implement it in your heart, in your life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to practice and to convey. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017, I say salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and stay in touch with me through my social media and ask me questions, inshallah ta'ala. I will, bi-idhnillah, try to respond to them. Again, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.